The Bible is not just a beautiful book to be kept on a shelf. It is the word of life to be sown, a gift that the risen Jesus asks us to accept in order to have life in His name. Pope Francis. Welcome to Light in the Darkness, a podcast for seekers, skeptics, believers, in other words, pretty much everybody. I'm Paul, and in today's episode, we're doing a book review, but one unlike I've ever done before. Today we'll be reviewing the new Word on Fire Bible from Bishop Robert Barron's Word on Fire Ministries. I should probably start with a bit of background on Bishop Robert Barron and Word on Fire, in case you're not familiar with him. He's currently the Auxiliary Bishop of Los Angeles, and has spent most of his life extolling the beauty of Catholicism through the well-known Catholicism film series, the Pivotal Players series, and his Word on Fire podcast and YouTube channel. He repeatedly says that we're often best drawn to the true and the good by the beautiful, which is the reason for this Bible. Now, I should also say that this volume is the first in a planned series of 5 or 6, and not the entire Bible. Volume 1 is only the 4 Gospels. Volume 2, containing the rest of the New Testament, will come out in June of 2021, followed by 4 or 5 volumes containing the Old Testament. When you see volume 1, you'll understand why. The Gospels edition alone runs 592 pages, as much as many full Bible versions on the market today, so multiple volumes are a necessity. The reason why this is so is what makes this volume unique, and a treasure for both book lovers and believers. First off, let's start with the cover, and my review is of the leather-bound edition. It's made of top-grain German leather, and both the feel and the smell are amazing. The binding is Smith-sewn by a bookbinder in Italy, and is far superior to the typical pasted bindings that cause pages to come loose after much reading. The paper itself is, in a word, heavy. You can cram an entire Bible into one volume when you use onion skin paper and tiny font, but not when the paper is of a grade usually found only in fine stationery. It's also coated in a manner that prevents the fading of the type over time. As for the text itself, that's another distinct feature. The 9-point Angelico font is easily readable, even for those of us over 50. No more straining to read that tiny type. The actual scripture text, the New Revised Standard Version, Catholic Edition, is single column as well, further aiding in readability. And the commentary, both by Bishop Barron and figures from throughout church history, is above, below, or on a facing page in the same readable font, rather than in minuscule footnotes. And then there's the artwork. There are 41 high-resolution reproductions of famous works of Christian art throughout this Bible, all with commentary linking them to the passage that inspired the artist, from Michelangelo to Raphael to Caravaggio. Bishop Barron said on his podcast that he never understood why, when we reach a certain age, our books stop having pictures in them. And I completely agree. Now, as much as it's an object of beauty, this Bible is meant to be read, and read slowly and thoughtfully. No prizes for getting through it as fast as you can. It is purposely designed for people who have little or no knowledge of the Bible, as well as for lifelong Christians. So if you long for a truly beautiful, handcrafted edition of the Bible, get the Word on Fire Bible. Just Google Word on Fire Bible or go to www.wordonfire.org/Bible. It's a work of art in itself. And remember what St. Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Have a great day, We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you're finding this podcast both enlightening and entertaining. I also hope that you would consider supporting us by clicking on the Support This Podcast link. For as little as 99 cents a month, you can help keep episodes like this coming and also help us get to the point where we're completely ad-free. Thanks again.